I chose the regular gospel for today because it is so perfect for us. The gospel we read from Matthew about the rich young man not only is the foundation of the religious life, it is a gospel we should go back to often, in fact, very often, to keep ourselves faithful in the religious life. Recall the situation. Here's a young man, had life before him, and he was wealthy. He was a good person. He asked the Savior, "What do I have to do to reach heaven?" It is well to recall that when God tells us there are certain things we have to do, that we have no option. And the earlier reading from Ezekiel couldn't have been more terrifyingly plain. Either we keep God's commandments, or we don't go to heaven. Hell, the alternative, about which we are hearing so little these days, is hell. It is either keeping God's commandments or not reaching heaven. So the verb, "What must I do?" Everyone understands. The sense of obligation in most people is measured by the fear of punishment. What do I have to do? Otherwise, I will be punished. Faith tells us not everyone has the grace to go beyond what is strictly binding under sin. That's why although the word vocation is taken on a variety of broad meanings these days, yet in strict Catholic language, vocation means that some people receive the extraordinary grace to go beyond what they have to do to be saved. The rich young man already had that kind of grace. The very fact that he should go on and ask the Lord, "I've kept all of these from my youth, the commandments, binding under sin. What more should I do?" Every village, by definition, has the grace to do more. And if we didn't think we have the grace to do more, then if we enter the religious life, we were either sadly mistaken or not in our right mind. surrendered his life by its very essence. He implied grace to do more than what? More than I would have had to do to just save my soul. More than I have to do to avoid God's dire punishments if I don't. And the struggling religious life, how well we know, is living up to the grace we got. We have the grace to do more. And we know it. Otherwise, we've no business being here. And we learn from experience. Living in a religious life is living up to our grace. And day after day, telling the Lord, I know you're getting me the life and the strength to go beyond what I have to do to be saved. Lord, make me generous in responding to this grace. Not unremarkably, of all the people who might have approached the Master and asked him the question which the young man asked Jesus, it would be a person who turned away. The real problem in religious life, let's be more personal, the real problem in my life and in your life is not the lack of grace on Christ's part. It is the lack of generosity on our part. Sanctity in the religious life depends on generosity meeting grace. We didn't notice, but now we know how well we know. Not everyone who has the vocation either responds, or if initially responding, lives up to it. It's good at least once to hear at least one word about the dreadful prospect of not responding to God's extraordinary grace. Let's ask the Holy Spirit, whose Lord is Mass, we are celebrating, to open the eyes of our minds to see not what someone else's responsibility is, but what's mine. What's the more that God expects of me, and it better be more? More than I would have had to, subjunctive move. What have I had to do had I not become religious? And where am I cheating in not living up for that move? And then, knowing what we're to do, to beg this Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts for the strength to do it. There are more learned books by budding mystics on the beauties of religious life. What the Church of God needs is not more hope, but more generous religion. Because beyond knowing what we're supposed to do, we need the strength and we beg for that, we need the generosity to respond to less. And what is the best? Doing more and keep telling myself and ask myself each evening, Lord, what have I done more today than I have to do? Jesus, you called me to the middle of his life. Give me the light to see and the strength to do what you expect of those, like the rich young man, whom you have called to do more than I have to, so that when you call me in my second vocation out of this life into eternity, I will have proved faithful to my first vocation to do more than I have to because I fear you, to do more because I love you. In the name of the Father,